Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
I'm Alex, and I'm from Newcastle. My husband and I have a young daughter, but he works nights and I work days. We ate a lot of fast food, and I hadn't exercised in over 2 years. I didn't realize I was unhealthy, but if I was being honest, I was. So I decided to make a change, one step at a time, and eating better started to give me the energy I needed to exercise more. Focusing on my health changed my life.
Find healthy ways to start at ShapeYourFutureOK.com, a program of TSET.
Oklahoma Gen X invites you to go out and check how the many OSU bred wheat varieties are looking at the OSU wheat variety field plots. There's a map of the replicated field trials at the OSU Wheat website, as well as the videos of the Altus and Chickasha wheat variety field tours. See the videos and the map at wheat.okstate.edu. And now you can also call your local extension office for directions to the wheat variety plots nearest you. Learn more about all the OSU wheat varieties by going to okgenetics.com.
Well, light to moderate cash cattle trade did develop yesterday in our part of the country. About $110 right here. Now, this is steady to $5 lower than last week's market highs, but likely will hold above the weekly average if additional trade volumes hold within the current range. Dress trades reported at $168 to $185, but uncertain just how much additional trade will be seen through the week and where prices will land with the focus on the recent pressure in the boxed beef values. The weaker tone in all livestock markets yesterday is leading to additional market uncertainty. Traders will once again focus on the weekly export sales report for a sense of trade activity with China, but this is not expected to break the weaker market trend as traders look at still burdensome hog numbers needing to be processed over the near future. Now on the grains, losses in winter wheat contracts will spring wheat post small gains overnight. It feels like a victory to call wheat contracts mostly steady overnight following the thrashing experienced on Wednesday. The fallout from Tuesday's WASDE report felt delayed until yesterday, with record global carryout projected while better rains are forecasted for parts of the hard red winter wheat belt. If confirmed, this would be the third year in a row of global wheat ending stocks. This follows a four-year string of record global wheat stocks after a one-year dip in 2018 and 19. Well, weaker corn prices overnight following through on yesterday's lower close, which effectively gave back all of the WASDE day gains. The price action yesterday felt like a delayed reaction to the data USDA released on Tuesday, although wetter models runs for the southern plains were released during the session. The soy complex lower overnight, continuing the weak trade from yesterday, which saw July soybeans close double digits lower. After the WASDE report, it was agreed by most in the trade that soybeans received the most supportive data and had the best price outlook for 2021. We're going to check futures in just a moment.
It starts at home or work, even in your car. Wherever you are, whoever you are, physical activity is essential to a healthy life. So let's start moving, walking, kicking, riding, running, and raising the roof. Do chair dips while you watch TV, calf raises at work, shoulder rolls at a red light. Move a little or a lot. Just move for 30 minutes every day or get 60 with your kids. Let's start moving today. Get activity ideas at ShapeYourFutureOK.com, a program of TSET.
Now, on our livestock futures, June live cattle down 330 yesterday, 93.87. August down 327, 98.42. May feeder cattle down $2, 125.30. August down 267, 133.07. June hogs down 345 at 57.87. Kansas City wheat, July down 15 cents yesterday, 454 and a quarter. September down 14 and three quarters, 461 and a half. Chicago wheat, July down 12 and three quarters at 501 and three quarters. September is down 12 and a quarter, 504. Five and a quarter. July corn down 4 cents, 318 and a quarter. September is down 3.5 at 322 and a half. July soybeans down 12.5, 839 and a half. And August is down 12 and a quarter cents, 841 and a quarter cents. July cotton is down 88, 5746.
I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.